I, too, want to echo what Brother Donahue has said. We do appreciate all of you coming. And let me just say one thing here. Be careful when you pull out. It's hard to see down that way because of the trees, and those cars really come flying down through there. So when you leave, be very careful. We don't want anybody to have an accident. Now let me take the last two or three scriptures that Pat said first. I've only got 5 minutes. 2 Peter 2:1 and Hebrews 10:26 and Revelation 3:5. Not one of those verses said a child of God would go to hell. It tells you some of the bad things that happened to them, certainly, but not one thing was said about any one of those three passages. Said anything about a child of God losing their eternal life. They lose their joy. They lose their fellowship. And but not one thing. So my $1,000 is safe. I was going to have to write you a check, but it was good. But I don't think I'm going to have to do that. Now,
could you just write
me
a check for half?
Now, notice, well, I won't even turn now. I'll just quote it. In Jeremiah 31, 3. It says, the Lord loved us with an everlasting love. An everlasting love. Pat don't believe he loved us with an everlasting love. And everlasting there looks backwards that way, and it looks forward that way. He loved us from before the foundation of the world, and elected and predestinated a great multitude to be saved. So he loved us everlastingly that way, and he'll always love us everlastingly that way. He loved us with an everlasting love. Not 6 months of love, not a year, not 5 years, but an everlasting love. And then if you'll notice in Titus chapter 3 and verse 14, it goes along with what I've been praying throughout this debate. It says, and let ours also learn to maintain good works. Why? For necessary uses that they be not unfruitful. A child of God can be unfruitful. And that's one of the meanings of dead and death. Webster said that. You could be unfruitful, stagnant, and so forth. And a child of God can become that way. I've seen many of them in my 55 years of preaching. So it says there, let us also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses that they be not unfruitful. Pat says that in order that you won't go to hell. But the Bible doesn't say that I want you to be learn to maintain good works in order not to go to hell. If that was possible, I'd put that in there, wouldn't you? I'd put the most important thing in there. But he says that they be not unfruitful. And then notice also Second Peter 3:7. That's what I want. 2 Peter 3:7. Here again, it tells us why we maintain good works. But the heavens and the earth, well, that's not the verse I wanted. 2 Peter 3:7. Let me sit back here. Well, that's not the verse I wanted. But the verse I wanted was we maintain our good works in order that we do not become unfruitful, just like it says there, and that we keep our fellowship and so forth with God Almighty. Now, Hebrews 10:4. I've been saying this all evening, but here in the 10th chapter and the 14th verse. It says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. How long? He hath perfected forever. And then also, Pat's talking about being sealed, that we can cease to be sealed. But in Ephesians 4:20, it says we're sealed unto the day of redemption. That's a pretty long time, isn't it? We are sealed until the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. Now, in using just a few seconds here that we've got left, again, I want to say to all of you, we've appreciated your good deportment in this debate. You conducted yourselves as Christian ladies and gentlemen, and we appreciate that very much. And take what has been said by both of us, study it, consider it, hold on to that which is truth, and let that which is error go. Consider yourself dismissed, and be careful when you go out on the road. Thank you.